Go ahead, we're now recording.
Thank you very much, Ricardo. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the DSSA call on the 20th of September 2012. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connor, Cheryl Langdonor, Arturo Servin, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Georgia Sarisaki, Keith Drazek, Andre Thompson, Marcella Mattioli, Takeyasu Matsuo, Rick Keller, Mark Costas, Jörg Schweiger, and Jim Galvin. We have apologies from Julie Hammer, Katrina Sataki, Warren Kumari, Don Blumenthal, and Bart Bostrinko. And from staff, we have Julie Headland, Patrick Jones, and myself, Natalie Perzin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Natalie. This magic that you do each week is getting to be a routine, but it is lovely the way it works. Welcome, everybody. Pretty short agenda. We're going to try and fill one of these things out each. So if you're just on the phone and can get to Adobe Connect, this would be a good day to be on Adobe Connect. We're going to be trying a new thing today. And that's it for the agenda. So if anybody has any either suggestions for the agenda or updates to their statements of interest, this would be a good time to speak. Okay. The spreadsheet that you see on your screen is located at the link. See the discussion notes directly below the screen? There's a link there. If you don't already have a copy of this, it would be a really good idea to download a copy, because our plan today is to try and at least start filling one of these out, each of us, with the goal of, clearly one goal could be to collect information from each of us, but also to sort of learn how this thing works and test it and see if there are things that need to be improved and so on and so forth. So the thought that I have is that you will take a moment right now to open a copy of that spreadsheet and then sort of rearrange your screen so that you can see the spreadsheet and Adobe Connect. That's why I moved the Adobe stuff over, the screenshot over to the side, because my thought is that you'll perhaps need to have your copy of the Excel spreadsheet open and be able to type into it and still want to be able to see all of the social chat hand-raising part of Adobe Connect. So my thought would be put the spreadsheet over my spreadsheet, and you can then toggle back and forth. But, you know, the goal here is really to start collecting some of this data and see kind of where we get. I have to do all the caveats that I put in the announcement on, in the status report. You know, this is all super draft. It's not, you don't have to worry about it getting published to the whole world just yet. You don't even need to send it to the list. You can just keep it on your own computer until you're more comfortable with it. Keith Drazek and I were visiting before the call started about how several of the registry representatives, Jim, Keith, and Don Blumenthal, may put their heads together on a collective response, and that's fine, but I think it's good for all of us to do responses in preparation for calls like that. So I'd encourage everybody to fill one out, even if you know that it's eventually going to get consolidated with other ones. Just because I think it's a good exercise, and I think we'll learn a lot from that. So with that, off we go. I'm going to just fill out one. I'm going to do one for the ISP-CP constituency in ICANN. I did one for ISPs as a group, but going to do another one on the screen. So the first thing I'm going to fill in is my name. And I'd recommend that y'all just follow along and start filling in. I'm going to put my affiliation in as a member of the ISPCP, as I am. And then the entity is not your entity. It's the entity that you're filling out the spreadsheet for. So in this case, it's the ISPCP for me. Whereas in the last one, I put in ISPs, you know, as a generic group. And then the last thing in this little data gathering block, and then we'll pause and deal with questions, is I put my usual ultra draft for discussion only in here. We have to enable IPv6 first?
Oh, because if you Excel spreadsheet, that's why.
I didn't get that, Cheryl. What were you saying?
Because the name of your table is V6.
Oh, it is. York, you totally threw me with that, but you're absolutely right. I hadn't even thought about that. No, you don't need to enable IPv6, fortunately.
Mike, it's just coming to my mind.
Yeah, it's a good one. I'm annoyed about my current IPv6 status, so you sort of caught me by surprise on that one, because I'm actually beating on that problem as we speak. Okay, any questions about sort of this part of the spreadsheet? Does this all make sense? Costers. Stop that. Just stop it. Okay, I'm assuming everything's fine. So let's go on to the actual data part of this now. And this column, I'm starting to think is a red herring, so I'm gonna leave this blank for now. I think that column, just to show you what I did the last time around. Every time I participated, you know, in any way, I put an X in that column, and then I carried those X's forward to the summary page. Well, at least for the ISPs, I wound up with X's and everything. So that seems like a head-scratcher. So I think for now, leave that one blank. That's what I'm going to do anyway. And I and any other folks who want to help me puzzle this out, we'll figure out how to summarize this later. So the first column that we're really going to concentrate on is this engagement column. And as you may recall, if you click in any of the boxes, you get a little drop-down menu on the right side that gives you four choices. You can leave, what I'm going to do in many cases for the ISPs is I'm going to leave them blank, totally blank, because unlike actual ISPs who are pretty active in almost all of these things, at least right now, the ISPCP constituency of ICANN certainly doesn't do anything at the edge, and so I'm gonna just leave those blank in that case. But if, for example, you you know, are more actively involved, this is one scale to use to sort of indicate how engaged your whoever you're filling this out for is. So, as I say, in the case of the ISPs, I'm going to leave this blank, and because we just, you know, the ISP constituency doesn't do research and analysis much. We may participate a bit in the sharing and the steering layer, but we certainly don't do anything at the edge. So that's the first block to fill out. And then it's probably not a bad idea. I'm gonna start doing notes that say that clarify this, just so I remember what I, you know, why did I put a blank in there? Well, the reason I put a blank in there is because the ISPCP doesn't do much of anything at the edge. Including research. So that's kind of the way it goes. Is that any questions on what I'm up to here? Thing out either in the chat or raise your hand. But otherwise, just you know, fill this one out. I'm gonna do it while you do it, and as I say, this is all super draft. I'm planning to go back to the ISPCP and see if this is really the way they want it filled out. In some cases, they may we may have a conversation that says, "Well, that's true today, but we'd like to do more of that," and so. You know, who knows where this will lead. Well, I'm going to just copy this one here, leave it as none. I think when the ISPs talk about this, they may want to participate because, you know, that's a lot of what the constituencies at ICANN do. I mean, that's one of the things I think ICANN is really good at, is the glue sharing kinds of activity. And and Mark is saying this is pretty straightforward. That's good. Glad to hear that. But if people are having trouble or if this is confusing, don't be shy. I mean, this is only partly about collecting data. A lot of this is about improving this gizmo and making sure that it's useful and straightforward and clear.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Not me.
Oh, okay. I know it's shocking when I shut up, but...
I was busy selecting between consume and participate and do.
Well, and recognize that you can type anything in those blocks. That's a good thing. You know, so you could say consume... participate.
If I type in egg sandwiches, that's okay. Right.
Yeah, egg sandwich.
Okay.
I think that'll work. Yeah, it works. It doesn't wrap. Well, that's too bad, but gracious, I can't have that. Let me just wrap text so we can see
those. You can use it in smaller text. That'll work.
Yeah. I better, let's see, alignment, font, fill. I think it's this one. Yeah, wrap text. Here we go. Now we've got egg sandwich in there. Dang, damn it. Poor Andre keeps dropping off the Adobe room. There, about that. So, you know, don't feel like you have to use my little list. In fact, if there's another word that describes your target group's engagement by all means, use it. This was just sort of a preliminary list. And I don't think of this as a hierarchy. I'm thinking of this more as descriptive. So if you need more words to describe the relationship, by all means, use them. Because we can pull those into the next iteration of this thing and give people more and better choices. So,
Monty, Cheryl here. To respond to Arturo's question about how, for whom are we selecting these?
Oh, yes. Great question, Arturo. I think the way to do that is the way I'm doing it, Arturo, is I'm going to fill out several of these sheets. I'm going to do one for each of the hats that I'm wearing in the working group. So I wear two. I'm a member of a constituency of ICANN, and I'm also an ISP, and so I'm going to do two of these. And the answers are going to be quite different. The ISP one that I filled out, let me go back to that one. That's the one I've been showing you. We do a lot of this stuff. We're really engaged in this kind of activity, whereas the ISP constituency of ICANN, I'm going to remove the egg sandwich reference, so as not to confuse myself later. The constituency does less of this. So my suggestion would be to do two sheets and just do one today. Don't try and do two at once. That's going to be crazy making. I think it's also really tricky to try and combine two different organizations or two different kinds of organizations in one sheet. That gets very complicated. But great question. Okay, so then at the core, I think that we ISPs are little consumers. And don't feel like you have to put a note in every one. I'm mostly doing it because I want to be able to explain my answer back to my fellow ISPCP members. And so,
Mikey?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is your question, please. Being a member or being with DNIC, I associate the edge with my specific organization. I would associate the glue or the constituencies I'm working with, for example, with the CCNSO or Center. And I would associate the core with ICANN. Right?
Yeah, and what I would do, Jorg, is I would fill out three or four sheets to capture that idea. I wouldn't try and smash all those different roles into one sheet.
Right, but let me come to my real question then. So if this is true and correct, then I would be faced with the question, if ICANN, or in the context of ICANN, my organization is, or wants ICANN to play an active role in research and analysis concerning the DNS. Because when I'm looking at the core, then of course, for me, the core for me stands for ICANN. And if I would say that I would consume analysis and research into the DNS done by ICANN, then this would be a position I do not want to be in.
Yeah, I think that
because I don't feel that I can should do any research and analysis.
I think that where the confusion here arises is my guess is that the core, well, the premise on which all of this is being done, maybe a better view of this is to go over here. I'm sorry about the bewilderingly small. Let's see if I can make it a little bit bigger. But if you think of the core for any of these functions, in this case it's research and analysis, I'm not expecting only ICANN to show up in this column. I'm actually expecting a lot of these organizations that, you know, this is a very tentative list. Remember, tentative, draft, et cetera. But I think there are a lot of organizations in the core, and that ICANN may participate actively in that steering of where the research goes, but I don't expect ICANN to be the only organization in that core role at all. And in fact, you know, this is back to the point that you were making, Jörg. I'm not sure that ICANN would even want to be in the core. Now, the other thing to remember is that the core is about steering and directing the, at least, you know, in...
So would you have another example for a organization that belongs into the core handy? Like, would it be OARC, for example?
Yeah, I would expect OARC.
Ecosystem-wide?
Yeah. That's a great example. And in fact, you know, they might very well be preeminent in the core of this research and analysis thing. Although there's, you know, there's a bunch of other ones that come to mind. You know, you think about the anti-phishing working group types and, you know, a lot of the research community and a lot of the sort of brilliant individuals like Vixie and so on and so forth. I can think of a bunch of people and organizations that sit at the core, not just ICANN. And I would hope that someday what we have is a whole bunch of these worksheets filled out that sort of identify who those people are. That's the goal of this exercise. And that's why I'm putting the ISPCP in a pretty laid-back role on this particular sheet, because we will certainly want to be able to participate in the sharing of all this, because we've got member ISPs that we'll want to push this back to. And our members have a much more active role, you know, at the edge. We ISPs, you know, with my ISP hat, not as my constituent hat on, participate. But when it comes to the constituency, I don't think that we're a very edge-like organization. You know, we're a glue and core sometimes. But I don't think of us in the core of research and analysis. Does that clarify it a bit? So, you know, in your case, Jörg, I would only do one of those organizations. You know, I'd either do it for the CCNSO or I'd do it for DNIC, but I wouldn't do both in the same spreadsheet, because then you'll get wrapped around the axle. Hopefully silence means okay and not, oh, shit.
Yes, it does.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So I don't know. Don't feel like you have to go at my pace. I'm sort of spending a lot of time talking, but feel free to roll forward. But if you run into questions about what these things mean, by all means, either throw out a question on the call or put a question in your notes as we go here.
Like, this is just proof of concept, though, at the moment.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sort of trying for two for one. I'm sort of hoping that, you know, if we can get through this in a reasonable way, we may gather some very interesting and helpful data. I think we have to sort of mutually agree that this is all extremely preliminary. We wouldn't want to herald all this from the housetops as the final answer, but I am sort of curious to see what kind of information evolves from this. So, anyway, let's see, standards. And don't think of the ISPCP in that. The ISPs do that, but I don't think the constituency does.
How do all of these get, sorry, Cheryl here, how do all of these get aggregated then? We're all doing local copies.
Well, you know, this is Mikey building a bridge to nowhere. I hadn't really figured that out yet. My hope is that eventually I have a huge pile of these that you've sent me either on the list or directly on my computer. And I think then these may expand in yet another dimension, but I haven't really figured that out yet. I'm thinking that maybe there's a summary page that talks about everybody's reactions on research and analysis, and we take all these notes and put them together. And then we do another page on standards and tools. And that's where this X column may come in handy, because eventually I think what we want, and I'm not sure this is the right format, but we want some sort of summary that we can start looking at to figure out gaps and overlaps. But I'm not sure this is a good format yet. It's always easier to sort of stumble through this with some data, you know? things that's evolving in my comments is the difference between these relationship within ICANN and also reaching outwards into the industry. And so I'm starting to evolve kind of a thread there. That's one of the nice things about the notes is feel free to put questions that come to mind and stuff like that in the notes as well, because we may trip over some things like this as we go.
Listening to the tape for this is going to be a fascinating experience, Mikey.
Say again?
Listening to the MP3 for this meeting is going to be a fascinating
experience. Yeah, those poor MP3 participants are going to find lots. You know,
they will think the call stopped at any number of times.
Yeah. Well, and this MP3 might just be worth a lot of money because Mikey shuts up for more than a minute at a time. That in and of itself is probably a pretty good deal.
Have we reached the end of the call, Mikey?
No, unless people would prefer to just do this on their own, why don't we leave the call up for just a minute? I'm thinking that it's useful to have ourselves available for questions and comments at this point. I'm presuming that people are actually filling these out. If you're not filling something out, you might as well drop off, because that's all we're going to be doing for the rest of the call. But as people get down into some of the other topics, questions may come up, like the ones that you're aghast and so on. Mm-hmm. So I'm perfectly happy to stay on the call. Yeah.
Yeah, Rick, I kind of asked that when I said, how is it going to be integrated as well, Cheryl here. Rick's asking,
yeah,
how do we submit it?
Wow. Yeah, I think it's a question of how comfortable people are submitting it on the list. You know, people would rather have the first tries come to me directly. That's fine. But you know, submit it in spreadsheet form, I think, is the only way that'll work.
Mikey Sherrill here. I guess from my perspective, what I'm playing with at the moment, you know, has the annotation at the top that says it's, you know, test purposes only, which means the value of sending it is now going to be questionable if we are going to be putting it into a little bucket of sample data. Then it really shouldn't be test purposes only. And if it's not, then if I'm doing it on behalf of one of the hats I wear, I need to interact with said hat
said
store.
Head.
with said head or hat store. So.
Yeah. Well, I think that's right. Let's maybe pause and talk a little bit about that. The way that I've been doing these is I've been filling them out myself. And then heading back, in my case, to the ISPCP to review this, I've been sharing my preliminary results with you and sort of letting myself off the hook with my super ultra draft status. But I wouldn't do it just for test purposes. I would do it as ultra draft. But real answers.
My perspective, that's why I'm not writing egg sandwich in any of the columns. But it does, to push send would be a vastly different exercise. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm answering them seriously. I'm thinking about it from the perspective of the hat I've chosen to wear for this exercise.
Right.
But I wouldn't, if the data is going to be in any way, shape, or form used beyond proof of concept of the tool, then I, you know, there's people it needs to go to.
Well, I think that's the right sequence. My hope is that the proof of concept part will come up sort of on the call. And say, Mikey, I can't figure this out, or it doesn't work right, or something like that. But the data, the actual comments, go through a process that leaves you as the filler-outer of the form comfortable. So in my case, what will make me comfortable is to run this back by the ISPCP and let them react to it, and then at that point, I'd probably still label it draft, but at least I'd be comfortable then sending it to the list. And so I think a process like that would be great, especially if we could get out to our respective constituencies or organizations, whoever you chose to fill this out for, within the next week or so. So that we could have some of this aggregate data pulled together by Toronto. I think we would have moved the ball quite a bit forward if we could get that done. Does that make sense to you, Cheryl? I see your hand up, Olivia, but let me just wrap this up with Cheryl.
Yeah, it does, all up until you went to the timeline there. You blew it.
Yeah, I know, it's a pretty aggressive timeline.
For example, I'm doing one particular hat, but I was running it through the purposes of this exercise. No way you'd get the turnaround from the people who would need to know in that time.
Right, right.
A hope in hell, my dear.
Well, I get that. and again, I think that the decision on process to get it properly reviewed and back to the DSSA probably needs to reside with each of us. The ISPCP is pretty nimble on things like this, and so I think we could turn this around in a week, but I think certainly some of the other groups, it's going to take quite a bit longer.
And the very first thing, Mr. Apple user, just before I give it to Olivier, I'm not trying to be difficult, Olivier, but I'm also trying to get a couple of questions answered here, is I just went to do a save as that says, CLO version.
Yeah.
And the first thing it says to me, do you want me to use this Microsofty type thingy, or can I use what I use, which is the ODF format. Have you got any format instructions on this yet?
Ooh, format instructions.
Mm-hmm. So think about that and let Olivia get in there.
Yeah, I'm sort of an open, lowest common denominator format kind of guy, so my immediate reaction is I'm fine with open formats because I can usually read them, but I think Excel is doing a couple of things that some of the open formats may not be able to handle.
Yep.
I'm not sure that's a big deal.
Okay.
So either way is fine. Hey, Don made it. Don was in a traffic jam. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. I was just going to say I find it a little hard to fill that table if I was going to fill it for the ADAC without consulting with my colleague here on the call. And especially in the cases if we go back to our community with two suggested tables that don't agree with each other. So.
It's all right, mate. I wasn't filling it out for the ALAC yet. I was wearing another hat doing this exercise. But it's a good point.
I actually think having a couple of different filled out copies, let's stay with that example, even though it's not true, but let's say both of you were filling it out for the ALAC. I think it's a great idea to have both of you fill it out first, because I think you will think of different things.
Mikey, I'm going to disagree with you and see what Olivia says. What I would be suggesting is we actually stick with the ALAC at Toronto and do a caucus.
My cautionary note on that is think about the learning curve that you and Olivier are already up. And think about trying to explain this sheet unfilled out.
Why it's important as proof of concept, because if it's too hard to explain, it's too hard to implement.
Well, I'm not thinking of implementing this very broadly. I'm thinking of this more as a data gathering exercise for the DSSA to do. I'm not yet to the point of thinking that this is anywhere near close ready to be handed to somebody who hasn't been through all the stuff we've been through. But you know, we could shoot for that target. In that case, you know, we'd have to wrap this. Remember, the thought that we kind of came into all this with was that this is sort of the desk research part of our work, and that this is DSSA research, not a public data gathering tool like a questionnaire or something like that. Because I think a questionnaire to get through this would need to have paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of surrounding stuff before it could in any way make sense to somebody. But that's just my personal.
Olivia's still got his hand up, Mikey.
Yeah, go ahead, Olivia.
On this,
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivia again. Yeah, I as a proof concept, I can see this being a good test. As bringing the two different sheets to the ALAC with different answers and then getting them to shift between the two will only serve to confuse them.
I was going to put a step in the middle. Ooh, hope I didn't blow Olivia off the phone.
Olivia? Olivia, are you there?
Oh, no. I interrupted him and he fell off the call.
Wow.
I didn't know that my interruption had such power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll come back in. Just while he's coming back in, that's actually one of the reasons, which is why I put my hand up, Cheryl, for the transcript record. You see, if I was going to do it in any form of caucus, it would need to be a face-to-face activity. I couldn't get 15 people with the diversity that they bring to the table that is called ALAC within ICANN through something, which is a send out and do questionnaire.
Oh, okay. So then I'm back in my comfort zone.
Yeah. And I think Olivier is going to head in a similar direction. If he sends one through and says, this is what I have said on your behalf, do you agree? He's going to have exactly the same problem. He may as well sit down and go through the bleeding thing with them because, you know, some of them want to know to the minutiae. Why
right.
did you say participate and why did you say consume?
Right.
What does participate versus consume mean? What if you do both? Now, I must admit, while I've done it out and not thinking from an ALAP perspective, there's been a couple of times that, you know, the note would be, I think we actually do both or all of the above.
Right. I think then the distinction is who is we? You know, we the... this is, I think, back to York's question. And the need to split these into, you know, the ALAC versus at large versus the individual members of at large. And I think sweeping all of those into one bucket would get crazy making for sure.
Definitely. Luckily, I chose to do it from a CCTLD operator's point of view, which is making it a lot easier for my proof of concept.
But clearly, even in that case, you know,
there's no way I was going to push send until it went to the right people within the organisation.
Yeah,
say.
Exactly.
In which case, they would be wanting to fill it out, not me anyway. I'd be socialising it with them.
Right. And you'd be also training them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Which I think I've had as far as a desk collection of stuff, but that's very different from, you know, CLO's personal perspective.
Yeah, and I think that in all cases, this is a draft. You know, what I'm thinking of this is you're representing them on the DSSA. So it's fair that you get to do a draft. It's also fair that then you get to go back and ask them whether they subscribe to your draft.
Okay, so Mikey, that's really important to the clarifier because that just takes most of my hats away. Makes it really simple. I now say, dear Mr. Co-Chair, on behalf of the ALAC, Olivia, it's over to you, and I don't even need to save it.
Well, for the ALAC one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think Olivier gets to fill that one out as a draft. He doesn't get to do the final. He should put alter draft on the status for now.
But that is my role in the DSSA, is as a liaison from the ALAC.
And so you could fill one out, too, if you wanted.
As
the liaison from the ALAC.
And then we'll get back to Olivia's question of what if he and I disagree.
I would think the two of you would get together and
we have to
decide whether or not to. It might be that then it gets framed as, well, we're not sure, and then it goes to the meeting in Toronto where you pose that as a question to a broader group.
I'm sorry, I'm starting to become at you, but I think the proof of concept was a lot easier than now working out exactly who does what with it.
Well, yeah, I you know, and somewhere back in the chat, poor old Rick said, can we discuss how to do all this after we've done it? You know, maybe the thing to do is, for now, just do it. Learn. I mean, this is exactly what I was hoping would happen, which is we're learning a lot. And I'm sort of making stuff up on the fly. So I think the goal is for us as individuals, we're coming up on the top of the hour, but for next week's call, try and finish the one that you started today. Don't send it anywhere. Just keep it. And then on the next call, we'll first run through questions that you came to as you were filling it out, like what does this mean, or you know, all of the sort of internal to the document kinds of questions, and then we'll also pick up this conversation about where do these go and who does what to them next. How about that for a plan?
I might do a little side experiment if it works. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things I was trying to sort of convey in the note that introduced all this, is that each of us live in different kinds of organizations and may find that our path through this is a little bit different. And that experimentation right now, I think, is a really good thing.
Yeah, I think the collaboration is going to be really important, as Rick is saying.
Yeah,
in which case,
so
Olivia and I need to have a chat. But the experiment I might do is by literally just picking what I believe is the appropriate person within our CCTLD operations mode and flicking the spreadsheet as a experimental sample, going, how would you go filling something like this out if I asked you to? And see how much training is required.
Oh, that'd be really useful.
How much of it is. I mean, when it's that person's meat and potatoes job, can I throw it at that person, and how much do they have to get back to me on clarity?
Well, that would be terrific. Now, another thing that came to mind is a technique which I didn't do in this one. Is I could put words and phrases in the notes column in the form of a question.
It helps make sure everyone's actually interpreting things the right way, yeah.
Yeah, and so I could write questions in notes, and then the instructions could be, replace this question with your answer. I got a nibble from Rick.
Select from or type in a comment, you know?
Yeah. Well, I want to make it really clear that those notes should be highly replaceable. The reason I left them blank is because it's sort of like I'm worried about shaping the answers too much right now because we're in such a kind of preliminary data gathering mode, but maybe it's too open-ended.
That's where I was suggesting, Mikey Sherrill, for the record, that it should be a selection of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. But if you want to design your own flavor, go for it. Here's the space.
Yeah. And then use the space as... Okay, I'll take an action to sort of...
And I'll do that experiment and see how that pans back. But
yeah, do it with blanks and see how crazy it makes them.
We'll see how it goes.
In a way, I kind of prefer not constraining people's answers right now as we learn this. But at the same time, I don't want to make it so hard to explain that it takes a whole day to get through this thing.
It's pity Bart's not on the call, because I'm just thinking back to what we're getting back in from a survey that UNESCO's done for us on the use of country and territory names. And it was all very much, you know, please, you know, fill in, you know, here's the question, fill in the blank space. And they should be all very similarly levelled respondents from various departments and you know, UNESCO members, and the variability between yes, no, maybe, and a three-page essay in each of those cases is pretty impressive.
I can imagine. I can imagine. That's one of the tricky bits to this early stage gizmo that we're building.
And more importantly, thinking it from the other end, what the hell do you do with a three-page essay versus a yes? You know.
Yeah, I mean, how do you summarize all that? Right.
Anyway,
well, I feel like we learned a lot. I hope that this didn't feel like a waste of time for the rest of you, but No, I think the goal should be try and finish your copy by next week, because I think and do keep track of your questions and notes. Feel free to collaborate. Feel free to experiment, and we'll see what we learned next time. And thanks. This was great. I think with that, unless there's a parting comment, we'll wrap it up.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks, all.
Thanks so much, Mikey.
Natalie, I think we can end the recording.
Thank you, Ricardo. You may now stop the recording.
Bye, all.
Thanks, Ricardo.